Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov, Parashat Toledot. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalom, all the Cholim, Rechlanam, Chemdab, Rechav, 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 David ben Rachel, father of Rav, David ben Rachel, father of Shalom, son of Ramah, son of Hanai, father of Miriam, Yehuda ben Ifach, son of Rachel, and Hanas, Simcha ben Malkam, Rav David ben Miriam, Hanan ben Naomi, Rachel, son of Thomas, son of Hanan, God give the Baruch, Dan ben Esther, son of Nila, father of Malkam, son of Neter, ben Ifach, Yosef ben Demurah, Yosef ben Demurah, Shimon, son of Hanina, Yosef ben Yafad, Daniel ben Dinesim, son of Ramah, son of Miriam, God give the Baruch, son of Hanan, Malkam, son of Esther, Shalom, son of Shalom, son of Hanan, Hanan, Navati, Rav ben Miriam, son of Dinah, son of Ifach, Ulavdir ben Nishman, David ben Eliyahu, Leah ben Prime Shimon Mishael was one of Ram Dina Bataran Tamar Rachabat Abraham Moshe Ben Rafael the Alman Sevis Kom Shalom 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 Shem and Moshe Avdil Rayon Devorah Bat Miriam. Parashat Toledot starts out with a very interesting line. We start out by talking about the descendants, the offspring of Yitzchak. And it's very, very interesting in particular how the Torah words what it says. So I want to pay a lot of attention just to the first line in the Parashat. We can learn very, very important things. Ve'ele toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. First of all, the aspect that it's mentioning the son of Avraham is not necessarily so necessary at face value. These are the offspring of Yitzchak. We know who Yitzchak's father is. We know it's Avraham, right? And then what does it say? You would assume it starts telling you, this was his son, this was his other son, these were their sons, and so on and so forth. What does it say? Avraham holided Yitzchak. Avraham had Yitzchak. It's a very, very interesting line. Again, I'm going to reread the line. These are the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham had Yitzchak as a child. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Right. So this is a question that many of the Mefarshim ask. And Rashi on the spot, Rashi comments and he says that over here, what's going on? We know that Avimelech had taken Sarah when they came down. Avimelech had taken Sarah captured, and Avraham Avinu didn't want to get killed, so he lied and said this was his sister, and he played this whole game, and then they found out that it was really his wife. And many of the people, for many, many years, Avraham Avinu and Sarah, Imenu, were not able to have children. And now all of a sudden, after this whole situation, scenario with Avimelech, Avimelech takes Sarah and gives her back to Avraham. Now after 1 year, all of a sudden, they have a child. So now what is everyone thinking? This child is not from Avraham. This is from Avimelech. This Chas V'Shalom is from Avimelech. Yitzchak is not from Avraham. So what did Hashem do? Avraham holided Yitzchak. So the Chachamim say that Hashem made Yitzchak's face look exactly like Avraham. So that Yitzchak would have the exact same image as Avraham. They would look identical, like identical twins. And so that nobody could even have a thought. And that's why everyone now, this line, Avraham holided Yitzchak, is not just a line. It's a testification. It's everyone testifying, saying, no, it's Avraham holided Yitzchak. This is Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. It wasn't Avimelech's child. And everyone was able to see that clearly from the resemblance between their faces and how identical they looked. This is a very, very beautiful Rashi, very beautiful understanding. But I want to try to take it maybe a step further. It says, Ve'ele toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the offspring. These are the things that come out from Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Why is it necessary to tell us the son of Avraham? So we explained partially because it wanted to teach us he's the son of Avraham, not the son of Avimelech. But maybe a little bit further we can say is that the word toledot is a very, very interesting word. The word toledot can be explained in many different ways. Toledot, some people explain, is the story, the offspring, the outcoming, the something that comes from. So toledot, you can explain, is what is the beauty that comes out of someone is Yitzchak ben Avraham, is whenever he references and he gives accrediting everything back to his parents. And it doesn't come from himself. When a person, every time he goes and he makes Kiddush Hashem, when he goes and sanctifies God's name, he goes and gives a Divrei Torah, he goes and he does very well in business, he has good midot, good character traits, and they come and say, you know, the Persians, they very often, they come and say, in Pesarekia. Who is it? Why are they saying that? Because it's our parasha, it's Yisrael's parasha. The biggest Kiddush Hashem that can be made is when you accredit all of your good midot, all of your good actions, all of your kind character traits, all of your good person traits, everything that you have, all the good things, you accredit back to your parents. And that's why the parasha says, these are the offspring. What comes from Yitzchak, what's so great, it actually works perfectly with the first line. What is so beautiful that comes out of Yitzchak is that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, and Avraham is the one who begat Yitzchak. Avraham is the one who gave birth and brought Yitzchak into this world. Remembering and accrediting everything back to your parents is one of the greatest things we can possibly do. And not only that, when you become a parent, you actually start to realize what gives you the true satisfaction in life. And what is the true satisfaction is that your child goes bederech tova. He goes in the right direction. He does good things. They're a good person. They go into becoming a smart person. They get married at a young age. All of these things, they fall into this category. But what does it fall under? It falls under the category of bringing a person nachat ruach. Bringing a person nachat. Letting a person feel satisfaction and happy with what his child is doing. What greater nachat would a parent have from seeing their child do things and showing all the great things that they do really was taught to them by their parent? And there are so many amazing things from childbirth until the child grows up and becomes a man that runs on their own, or a woman that runs on their own and gets married and does things on their own. There's so many things we can accredit back to our parents. But many times, we tend to think that it's ourselves. How you learn to walk. You know, many people, they don't even think about it. But if you think about it, how does a person learn to walk? So it takes time and time again and time again of training the child, learning to walk, walking with him, walking with him, walking with him, putting something in front of him, learning for him to go and take a few steps. Once he takes finally a few steps, he starts to get a little bit more comfortable and he learns how to do it. And he credits all that goes back to the father. This is just the first stage of life. But there's hundreds of, if not thousands of things that we can accredit all the way back to our parents that got us to this point of where we are today. Now, if a person realizes this and recognizes this, you can actually fulfill what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro mevi ge'ula le'olam. Anybody who says something, let's say you're speaking, you're giving a Dvar Torah, you should always say the Dvar Torah in the name of the person you heard it from. Why? It says, if you're saying a Dvar Torah, people want to know, where did you get this from? You got this from this person, now you're accrediting that Dvar Torah to this person, and now you are bringing Mashiach closer, the Gemara says. You're bringing the redemption closer to the world. But if a person doesn't accredit to that person, what is he doing? He's saying, I'm taking it for myself. I'm taking it as if I accredited it. It's all me. I did it myself. And really, what accrediting to other people does, it actually humbles yourself. It brings yourself down to earth, to realize that it's not all you. It's not kochi ve'otzem yadi. It's not just your hand that did this. It's the gift, the bracha that Hashem placed this person next to you, to give this gift to you, that you were able to learn this. And this is exactly a parent to a child. A parent to a child, they teach them A to Z, from beginning to end. There's many things that we learn after. But even learning how to speak, how to speak, the language that you speak, all of that comes from the parents. We have to accredit everything we learn back to our parents. Give them that nachat. Let them feel that nachat. Because that's what our parasha is telling us. Our parasha is telling us, Avraham Avinu, what brings him the most nachat is seeing Yitzchak Avinu thrive. And seeing him thrive and be able to accredit things back to his parent. Now obviously a parent would never say that they want the credit. And genuinely a parent would do things even without the credit. They genuinely don't want the credit necessarily. But how great would it feel giving them that credit? And if there's anyone in the world that deserves the respect and deserves the kavod and deserves that accrediting back, it's 100% going to be the parent. And I think, and this fits very nicely back in our parasha, and I think this is maybe why our parasha starts out, that these are the toledot, these are the things that come from Yitzchak. The greatest things that come from Yitzchak are what? It's Yitzchak ben Avraham, because it's Avraham holided Yitzchak. Everything that he accredits back to Avraham, anything that he accredits back to his parents, those are the toledot. Those are the greatest things that come from the person. May we all always accredit things back from the people we learn them, especially our parents, our grandparents, the people where we came from. We always accredit the learnings that we got from the people we learned them from. And may Hashem bring the Mashiach, bring the redemption very close. Amen. Have a great day.